Okay, we move on now in the 20th parak of Masechet Shabbos, and we are up to Parakhav Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about, again, issues of preparing food for Shabbos. Ein shorin esha chiltis biposhrin. You're not allowed to soak chiltis, which is some type of herb, in warm water to make it a liquid that a person would drink as a medication, because making medicine usually involves doing the malacha of tochein, and therefore, you're not allowed to prepare medicine even if it doesn't involve the melacha of tochein, because that would be considered an iser midrabanan. But you're allowed to put this chiltis into vinegar to make something that would normally be used as a dip, it would normally be eaten as a food, because you're allowed to make foods on you're not allowed to cook, but you're allowed to prepare foods on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us about animal food. Ve'ein shorin es hakashinin. You're not allowed to soak kashinin in water, so that the waste of the that's mixed in with the karshinin will float to the top, and you'll be left with just pure karshinin. V'lo shafanosan, you're not allowed to rub the karshinin with your hands to remove any waste that's stuck to them, because that's a violation of borer. Avnosin l'toch hakvar l'toch hakalkala, but you could put the karshinin that are mixed with some psolas into a sieve or into a basket, even though the waste may, you know, the psolas may fall through the holes, and that's not your primary kavana, and therefore that's going to be motor. Ein kovrin es ha-teven ba-kavara. You're not allowed to sift straw with a sieve in order to separate the straw from the psolas that's with it, because the thorns and things like that cannot be eaten by animals, so you need to sift it out, but you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to put the sieve with the straw in it on a high place, so that the space between the sieve and the ground is to create a gap between the sieve and the ground, so that the stuff should drop through the holes in the sieve. But you could take straw in a sieve and put it in a feeding trough, even though some of the psolas is going to fall through the sieve while you're carrying it, because that's not really your kavana, and as long as it's not your kavana, that's going to be mutter. Now Mishnah Dalid continues talking about feeding animals on Shabbos, and tells us that gorfin milfnei hapitam, you're allowed to sweep dirt from an animal, from a feeding trough of an animal that's in front of an ox that you're fattening. Patam means to fatten. So someday they would take oxen and they would feed them a lot, and they would make them nice and fat, so they could shech them and get a lot of meat out of them. So as long as the trough is a container that doesn't have a cheres as a floor, so you don't have to worry about being mashve gumos, about filling in the holes of the floor, so you're allowed to sweep it out. And there's a lot of straw in front of the ox, you're allowed to move the straw to the sides, so the ox won't step on it and get the tzawa that's on his feet to get it all over the straw. Divrei Rabbi Dos, that's Rabbi Dos holds. The Chum Mos from the Chum say you're not allowed to do either of those things. You're not allowed to sweep the trough, and you're not allowed to move the straw. You're not allowed to sweep the trough because people might think that you're allowed to sweep a trough even when it has cheres at the bottom where there's a gzera of mashvagumos, not cheres, where it's afar at the bottom, where you'd be mashva gumos, and moving the straw is because some of the straw is already dirty, and the animal's never going to eat it, so therefore it's muktzah. So even though you're trying to protect more of it from getting dirty, but since some of it is already non-usable, by sweeping it aside, by pushing it aside, you're going to be metaltal muktzah. You're allowed to take extra food that one animal is not eating and put it in front of another animal on Shabbos, as long as the second animal needs the food. However, you're not allowed to bring leftovers to another animal that's also not going to eat the food, because bringing the food to the animal, it would be considered a tirchi yaseira if the animal's not going to eat it, if it's not going to be of any benefit to that animal. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we said that you're not allowed to soak chiltis in warm water, but you're allowed to put it in vinegar, because if you soak it in warm water, that's like making a medication. wine, but you put it in vinegar, that's like making a dip, and nothing wrong with that. You're not allowed to soak karshinin or rub it because it's a violation of borer, but you can put it into some sort of basket where some of the psolas is going to fall away. And similarly, you're not allowed to sift straw with an actual sieve or put it on a place where the psolas is going to fall out, but you could put it into a basket or a sieve and move it in that way, and even though psolas may automatically fall out, because that's not going to be your primary kavana. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said a machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chacham about two things: about sweeping dirt from a trough in front of an ox that you're fattening, whether that is mutter to do, because as long as the floor is not made of dirt, so there's no issur of mashva gumos, or are we gozer that it's going to come to be mashva gumos when the floor is made of dirt. And the other machlokas is whether you're allowed to move the straw over to the side so that the animal doesn't dirty the straw with his dirty feet. So the Rabbi Dosa held that that's mutter, and the Chacham held that that's aser, because it's probably muktza since it's already dirty. And we said that if you're moving food from one animal to another animal and the second animal is likely to eat, that's fine. If the second animal is not likely to eat, then it's going to be problematic. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perchav Mishnah Hey.